We're joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier, Jason Line. Jason, your time yesterday of 6.606 at 207.27 miles per hour held up today. This is your 55th career number one, and here you are at your home track. What's your confidence level for tomorrow?
It's good, actually. My car is really good. It's certainly the best car I've had in years. I've made, we've made four really good runs, and it's not always easy to do. I mean, there's a lot of good cars, but being able to have the quickest car in four sessions, it's in today's Pro Stock, no small feat. So it's been really good, very predictable, and it's doing what we asked it to do. So that's a good feeling.
You talked about the consistency of your car. You made some really, like you said, made really good passes. You think that'll carry over for tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I think it's good. It happens sometimes. You'll go to some place and for whatever reason, the car, they'll be super happy, and mine is. Apparently, mine thinks this is home, so it's very happy here.
And here at home, is there any added pressure for you to perform well here? Everybody's here.
I say there isn't, but there I suppose there is. I don't know. I would just like to win here in Pro Stock. It would be fun and be fun for the whole group, my friends and family, for all of us. Something you can enjoy together. So it's that's a rare thing in our sport sometimes. So it'd be cool.
Absolutely. Question?
Humidity was a challenge today.
For me, yeah. As chubby people, we sweat. So, but I mean, it's the same for everybody. It wasn't bad. If you're from North Carolina, it's really not that bad. So, it's pretty nice, actually.
But everyone was a little faster yesterday.
Yeah, it certainly is. The engine does not like it. Yeah, for sure. So, but it really wasn't. It wasn't bad. And this morning probably could have ran 60 again. In the last one we kind of used honestly as a test run for tomorrow. So the fact that we were still low on that run is a good thing.
What can you say about your teammate Greg?
We shouldn't talk about Greg right now. Greg's not having he's not having the kind of weekend that he wanted. So but there's a lot of things that can happen. Who knows. In this deal, things changed the blink of an eye. So,
yeah. They mentioned you've been listing yourself as a homemaker recently. What's that all about?
As a what?
A homemaker?
On your tech card when it comes through and they put it in.
Oh, I don't know who puts that on there. I don't put that on there.
It sounds like you got some cattle and stuff, Don.
I do, yes. We have some cows, yeah.
So. Greg calls it a funny farm.
He calls it Green Acres.
Yeah, Green Acres.
Yeah, it probably is a funny farm, yeah.
Yeah.
So
you live outside of Mooresville?
It's entertaining, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah, we live on the, my wife thinks we live on the sticks, so it's really not.
How many acres you got out there?
Just 10.
10?
Yeah. So I have too many cattle for the amount of acreage I have, but I'm using some of my neighbor's land. He lets me use them, so that helps.
You're bringing a little northern Minnesota to North Carolina?
For sure, yeah. The Scottish Highlanders are not really native to North Carolina, so they're out of place there. But they're adapting to the heat as well, so yeah.
All right, thank you.